If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Before we get to today's show, I wanted to tell you all about the new SoundStream app. It is the new home for all things sound podcast, and now you're able to listen to the perfect blend of music you'd expect from us 24/7. Jam bands and more, much more. New episodes of the podcast arrive at least 3 times a week, and now you can listen to your favorite artists and bands all the time in a perfect music stream. Just hit the play button and away you go. You'll be boogieing in no time. You can make requests, offer shoutouts, and even let us know when your birthday is, all from the SoundStream app. Get the app at thesoundstream.com or in the Apple or Google Play Store. The show starts now. Listening to City Life Dub from Revolution's latest release, Dub Collection. Revolution's latest album, Dub Collection, features 15 dub versions of the band's hits and another 5 tracks. It's absolutely a fun listen. I've been a fan of Revolution's message and their music, and so being reintroduced to some of their more popular tunes in a dub format is just great. More to the point, I've been listening to dub music since high school, and so this feels like home in many ways. We tracked down Eric Rahmani, Revolution's lead singer and guitar player, to get a sense of why this band decided to create a dub version of their music, and that's where our conversation started.
We released a dub version of our third album called Peace of Mind And we found out that the fans really loved it. Dub music and reggae music kind of go hand in hand. The way that it sort of originated was that on the backside of a 45 record, there was what they call a version. And it was either just an instrumental version of the song or it was a dub version of the song, and sometimes both if it could fit. And I personally just love dub music because of all the cool effects that come in, delays and reverbs. And then there's this great emphasis on the drum and bass. I think there's just a time and place for playing dub music on your stereo system. You know, it's relaxing. It's just a really cool sound, original sound from Jamaica. And so we thought that it was appropriate. We had all these songs, all these old songs to make dub versions out of. And considering how diehard our fans are, we thought they would really enjoy some of the older songs and the newer ones in a dub format.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm a big Lee Perry fan, and I just find the whole record real dope. So congratulations on producing some really great dub music.
Oh, right on.
How did you choose the songs? Because as you mentioned, you know, they are songs that span the course of your career. This is sort of like a, without being a greatest hits record necessarily, it is kind of a greatest hits record. How did you choose what songs you wanted to include on the record?
Yeah, that was really tough because now we have over 6 albums to choose from. And, you know, there were certain songs, just from listening to dub music for a long time now, there's certain songs you know would fit better in the dub format compared to some other songs. And like for Revolution, we're definitely very reggae influenced, but we have a lot of songs that aren't like your typical reggae sounding song. We really like to mix it up. So in that regard, we were able to choose the songs we thought would fit with the dub format a little bit more than others. But we definitely left out a lot of songs that would be great dub songs. So we're already looking forward to releasing another one sometime down the line with all the songs we left out.
You enlisted Kyle Ahern, who is the touring guitar player for Revolution. How did he know? What was his approach in terms of taking these songs? And I assume that he used the original recordings, or did you re-record stuff? What was his approach?
Yeah, we used all the original recordings. So we actually had to track down some of those old recordings. It was a little bit difficult. Back in the day, we weren't very organized with keeping some of those the stems in one location. So it did take a little bit of time to find them. And I think with Kyle, you know, he's been playing. He's been a fan of Revolution before he was actually playing with us. So once he kind of entered the band as a touring musician, he really he knows what we like just by, you know, our musicianship together. And so when we were looking for someone to mix and produce this album, we felt like Kyle was the perfect one just because of his knowledge of what we like and just him being, you know, a reggae and dub fan himself. But he meticulously worked on this album, and we were in contact, you know, every step of the way. And, you know, we think he did a really great job.
I agree. In terms of performing these songs, I mean, you're obviously not on tour right now, given the situation, but is this something that, are these songs that you think could come alive in a live setting? Is this something that you'd consider doing instead of playing, let's say, City Life, the regular version? You may decide to play City Life dub?
Yeah, I think after listening to the entire record and, you know, working on this record, we've really fallen in love with dub music again. And I think, you know, when we play live, it might be a little combination of the original and then maybe extending it into a cool jam and dub. I personally love trying to replicate the dub sound live. you know, for the longest time, I wouldn't perform unless I had a delay pedal with my vocals because I love that sound so much. And it's just really fun to get all together and jam and just sort of, you know, call out the shots, like, you know, we want drum and bass here and then rhythm, and kind of create your own live dub version of a song. It's super fun and something we definitely don't do enough of. So this is really kind of we feel like awakened in this, like in this release, to kind of try some new things live for sure.
It's interesting because you could really, with reggae music, you could really go one of two ways. You could strip it down and make it super acoustic, or you could go in the dub direction. And it's interesting to me that you've chosen the dub direction over the acoustic direction for these songs. In terms of moving forward as a band, you know, the last record was released, Free Reign was released in 2018. And we mentioned that live you may incorporate some of these sounds. Is that something that you think you might want to incorporate when you're back in the lab, back in the studio, working on new music?
For sure. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the one complaint with this release isn't even about the actual release. It's about, when are we going to hear some new music? And right. We are always writing. And right now, actually, we're really in we're hitting our stride right now and writing for the new album. So absolutely, for sure. And I think, you know, with, you know, working with Kyle and seeing what he's done, he's learned a lot with just his effects and a lot in this producing and mixing process. He's really become an asset to this band as far as, you know, cool new ideas. And his knowledge is just has gone through the roof now. It's great.
So that is something you're working on. You are working on another record. How difficult has that been? I mean, not officially probably, but, you know, writing music and stuff. How difficult has that been in the time of COVID to get your head around writing new tunes, either by yourself or with the rest of the band?
Well, it's been hard to obviously get with the band to jam together and come up with ideas together. But we're lucky we can FaceTime, which we've done. I've been in contact with the rest of the guys pretty regularly about, you know, the material that we do have and kind of the direction we're going. You know, the bummer part is when I'm on tour, I'm super inspired by the touring acts we're with. I can't tell you how much we become influenced by just watching the people open up for us, or if we're opening up for somebody else. Just makes you want to write when you're on tour and just being around live music. So that's a bummer, and I really miss that. On the bright side, I do have a lot of time at home now to get creative. And, you know, my whole life I've gone through spells of, you know, struggling to write. And right now is not one of those times. I'm really feeling inspired. So we're writing a lot of new material right now and really taking this time at home to work on that.
I would imagine too that the socio-political climate also has something to do with being inspired to write. I mean, your band is called Revolution, and reggae has always been a music of socio-political commentary. Is that steadfast in some of the things that you're writing about or thinking about?
Yeah, all the time. And, you know, Revolution's message has always been embracing diversity and embracing differences and trying to learn from each other and just keeping, you know, open ears to different perspectives, different culture, different races. And I feel like right now, more than any other time, people need to hear that message. I really feel like it's important for people to put themselves in somebody else's shoes. And unfortunately, it's so vocalized to not do that in the socio-political, you know, commentary. So it's really important that, you know, Revolution's message gets out there. So, you know, we've been working really hard during this off time with a organization called The Last Prisoner Project. Mm-hmm. And their mission is to get nonviolent cannabis offenders out of prison, because there's a lot of people in there that are in there for some of them are in there for life sentences for nonviolent crimes. And we just, you know, being a band that's, we have our own cannabis products, it just doesn't feel right knowing that there are people in there, and we're, you know, making a penny off of these products. So we really have dedicated ourselves to this organization, and we're trying to promote that as much as possible, trying to get as much many people behind it as we can.
You know, you dropped a verse on the Iration record on Right Here, Right Now. And by the way, another great record that's come out, another great rock reggae album that's come out in the last couple months. Nice. Is it fun for you to collaborate with Micah and the guys and be able to drop verses like that here and there that aren't necessarily on a Revolution record?
Oh, it's super fun. It's always fun jamming with other people. And with Micah and the Iration guys, we've known them since the beginning of Revolution. In fact, I always tell Micah and those guys, you know, thank you for inspiring me to get in, you know, start a band. I was in Santa Barbara walking down the street and I heard a band covering Eco Mouse or a couple other reggae tunes, maybe it was Steel Pulse. Mm-hmm. And I like walked into this backyard and there was this big party and they were playing this, you know, reggae music. I couldn't believe that like people were into that in Santa Barbara. It just opened the doors for me. So finally getting to collaborate, you know, 15 years later on a song, it was really, really special. And, you know, Iration is like family to us. So I don't think this will be the last time we collaborate too. We're definitely going to continue to do something in the future.
It must be a bummer because this is the time when all of those great festivals are going on where it's you guys and Slightly Stupid and Stick Figure, and you guys are all out on the road either individually or hanging out together. And it must be not just a bummer that you're away from the rest of your bandmates, but you're away from the rest of the community that kind of is moving rock reggae music forward. Do you still keep in contact with those guys aside from obviously not being able to gig with them?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really close community. Everybody's family to each other. And, you know, the greatest part about this scene is there's really no competition. Like if anybody does well, it helps everybody else out. And for the most part, everybody's got a great message to share. You know, we're all on that mission to spread positivity. I don't know too many music scenes like that where there's just an abundance of a positive message. And yeah, to answer your question, like I got a text from Kyle from Slightly Stupid a few weeks back saying he was listening to my radio program that I do on Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. And texted Miles from Slightly Stupid just to say hello and just to check in. I hear from Scott from Stick Figure and Iration, and yeah, it's really a family thing, and we definitely miss performing on the road. You know, anytime we see each other, as we get older, anytime we see each other, it's just like that much more special because we have so many great touring memories together. And, you know, just to, you know, to see everybody collaborate on each other's tracks just shows what a family this environment is.
So we talked about Dub Collection. We talked about new music. We talked about not being able to tour right now and the messages that you want to share with the community. What's next for you guys in terms of either another album or live performance somehow? What do you have your eye on next?
Well, we were trying to put together a live performance to stream to our fans. Mm-hmm. But considering the times, it became a little bit too, we felt a little too dangerous to get together with COVID happening. And so really our focus has been to just write. We're getting really excited to start the process to record the next album. And I would say close to half the album is written already. So mm-hmm. We have a lot of great material and a lot of great ideas, and it's all coming together. So that's been our focus. And obviously we're hoping we can tour next summer. Yeah. We basically pushed all our dates back one summer, and I'm not sure what it's going to be like when they do allow shows. I'm not sure how many people will be out. But I just hope that it'll come at a safe time, and everybody can, health wise, everybody can be safe.
Before we let you go, is there a track or two on the record that you thought came out better than you expected? I mean, they all sound really great, but, and I know it's like saying, who's your favorite baby, but is there a, is there a track or two on the record that you enjoy more than others?
I really like the Moonlight dub. I find myself listening to that one the most. It's just such a relaxing vibe. I really like the way Kyle mixed that one. And, you know, with dub music, there's definitely an emphasis on drum and bass, like I was saying.
Yeah.
But I think this dub album kind of has its own unique flavor in that there's some great ambience to it. All the great reverbs and delays that Kyle put on it, just, it really kind of puts you in a trance. And I really feel that from the Moonlight dub. So that's my favorite.
A great time to pick up some Flav customized stuff and probably put on the record and chill out, right?
yeah. Just, you know, I always tell people, like, you don't need to, you know, when the term getting high, when Rastas talk about getting high, it's going to a higher level of consciousness.
Right.
And you don't even need cannabis to get there, but it's a great way to help you get there. At least it is for me. And for many, many other people. But to answer your question, absolutely.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it. I was so psyched when I got the press release that you guys were doing this, because I go way back with dub music, and I've been a fan of drum and bass music for a very long time. And so it was dope to hear some fresh tunes and a fresh spin on it. And yeah, it's great. Can't wait.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For more, dude.
Well, thank you for covering the album and promoting this band. I appreciate it.
No problem. We'll definitely have you back on when there's a new record or any other news. All right, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much. Looking forward to the next one.
Eric Rahmani has been a great guest now twice on the show. I really appreciate how candid he is about his music and the band's process, not just on Dub Collection, but overall. For more info on Dub Collection and Revolution, visit revolutionmusic.com. Before we leave you, have a listen to another great track off of Dub Collection. Here is Moonlight Dub. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.